It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, there's a move in New York City that will allow legally documented voting age citizens to vote in municipal elections, so for mayor, city council, and things like that. One in nine, or nearly 10% of New York City's voting aged residents fall into that category. They are voting age non-citizens. It's a fascinating idea, and I wanted to get a perspective on it from George Will, the commentator, political commentator, who joins us on a phone line now. George, welcome to the show.
Glad to be with you.
It's great to talk to you again, and you make every show you're on smarter, so I could use it. What do you make of this idea?
I think it's kindly intended and foolish. We ought to, as Americans, particularly New Yorkers, hard by Ellis Island, hard by the Statue of Liberty, to make welcome people to this country. And I'm ardently in favor of liberal immigration policies. However, to make decisions for the polity, to make decisions for the community, implies a certain permanent and sworn loyalty to the community. That's called citizenship. I would hope that immigrants to the United States would have a fast, smooth path to citizenship, and once they get to become citizens, I hope they would vote with more ardor than native-born Americans often seem to do. But it seems to me citizenship should be the ticket to the polling booth.
The one of the lead opponents of it in the city council there says it would devalue citizenship, which I think is what I'm hearing you say.
Well, I don't know, devalue citizenship. American citizenship can hardly be devalued. It's the most precious thing in the world. It would devalue the vote, however, as an expression of the people who have a strong, permanent, continuing loyalty to the polity.
But these residents would have a strong and enduring and loyal polity to the city, would they not? If they've been there legally, I think it's 30 days. That's not a very long period, but there is some sort of permanence in their residency there.
I don't think 30 days counts as permanent. I mean, when I go to Europe, I'm apt to say 30 days in London, but I shouldn't be allowed to vote.
It's a point taken. And is it legal, do you think? I know it's done in about a dozen other cities, including 11 in Maryland, of all places, two in Vermont. I don't know that it's been challenged there. De Blasio says he probably would sign it, but he doesn't know if it would stand up to a legal challenge. Would you find it legal?
I don't know what the challenge would be. In state and local elections, particularly, the primacy of state and local law is pretty well established. So a number of these progressives who now want to essentially nationalize elections with the bill they designated H.R. and S.1 seem to be at cross purposes with themselves.
We're talking to George Will here about this idea of allowing permanent non-citizens to vote in the, or legal non-citizens to vote, I guess I should say, in New York City. And so then also, you wrote over the weekend a fine tribute to the great Bob Dole, who passed. And I just wanted you to take a moment or two to reflect on him and what he was to this country.
Well, he's an example of a good professional legislator, someone who wanted to move the ball through the Congress rather than treating the Congress and particularly the Senate as a performative stage the way so many of today's senators do. And he did it with goodwill and good humor, considering the fact that he's the victim of some of life's close calls. He almost got to the end of the Second World War. It was April in Italy when he was severely wounded in the Second World War that consigned him to 3 years of arduous, painful rehabilitation. He almost won the 1988 Republican nomination that he was contesting with George Herbert Walker Bush, Ronald Reagan's vice president. If Dole had won the New Hampshire primary, having won in Iowa, he would have been nominated, and he came close. He finally got the nomination in a bad year for Republicans in 1996 when the economy was booming as we were commercializing the internet, and Bill Clinton won easily. So he's a victim of life's close calls, but it didn't embitter him.
A couple of things. I was covering him here in Chicago in the 88 race. He was up in the 43rd ward at the Republican headquarters. There aren't a lot of Republicans in the 43rd ward, as you can imagine, George. But, you know, the press weren't allowed in. We could watch through. It was just the storefront. We could watch through the window. You know, and he came out. He was so accessible all the time. And he scooped Jack Kemp. I think Jack Kemp was in the race that year, saying that Kemp was going to withdraw the next day. And sure enough, he did. But he was plain spoken. He, as far as I could see, I certainly didn't know him, was an honest man.
And in the spirit of we don't take politics personally, Kemp became his running mate when Dole at last was nominated in 96.
I forgot that. And then the other thing I wanted to bring up, you know, he had real Chicago ties, because when he was injured in World War II, he did his rehabilitation at the what used to be called the RIC, the Rehabilitation Institute Center, here about a half a mile north of where I'm sitting.
Well, all good things come to Chicago sooner or later.
I think that's probably true, except for the designated hitter on the north side. We don't want it, George.
Well, it's coming, so brace yourself.
It's going to hurt. So what do you make of this? I mean, what do you think of it?
I prefer the National League style of baseball. I think baseball is benefits from the argument between the American leaguers and the National leaguers about this. Baseball's conversation is baseball in many ways. I think it's a mistake, but the players want it. The owners want it. The owners never think you can have enough offense. And the players' union particularly likes the idea because DHs are often older, higher paid players.
It's you know, it's sad to try to explain to American League fans the fact that the National League style of baseball is better, because, well, a lot of them are just too thick to understand it, George.
I agree with you. You can't reason with an American League baseball fan.
It's
a wise man once said, you can't argue someone out of a position they weren't argued into.
I guess that's it. It was a pleasure to talk to you again. I wish you well, and thank you for chiming in on New York and remembering Bob Dole. Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Glad to be with you. Thank you.
The great George Will there on Chicago's Afternoon News. We're going to make our way into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up.